Neil, hello.
Hi, Ben.
Where do we start?
Michael Potts has just said it for me. The highs and lows of football. The highs and lows of football management. South Shields to Liversedge to Morpeth tonight. You know, it's a roller coaster, but delighted. Another win. Delighted with the lads. The attitude of everybody. You know, they've executed the game plan tremendously well. And I think over the course of the play, in particular, our first half performance was excellent. And we deserved the win.
Glass half full. Did you need the Liversedge performance to tee up your team talk tonight, because I'm suggesting it made it easier?
No, it didn't. You know, I just said to the lads in there, you know, South Shields has gone, Liversedge has gone, now Morpeth's gone tonight, we've got to now focus on the weekend. What I'll say to you is there are no second chances. You know, we can't underperform. Ever when you cross that white line, you've got to give absolutely everything, and when you've got nothing left in you, that's when you get the change or the round of applause that you get. But listen, to a man, to a staff member, they've all rallied really well, and you know, I'm proud of them all.
Starting off in the first half, down this right hand side, Degrucci and Gribbin, it was brilliant stuff, wasn't it? The pair of them were just driving the thing forward. Obviously, I think Gribbin tied in the second half, but they were sensational, weren't they, in that first half?
It's as good as you'll see. Gribbin coming into the pocket, waiting for the 2v1 overload, hit deliveries, or Cal just spinning and looking into the front man. I just thought everything that we'd work on, and we do work on, you know, came to fruition first half. But we knew we had another gear to go second half. I thought we came out, we went through the gears, and you know, racing to a 3-1 lead, and you know, penalty, debatable penalty, and then, yeah, you know, and then we go and finish it off and get the 4.
Let's talk about Potts. We've given man of the match to Potts.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
What's he going to be like if he keeps that up? What's he going to be like in January? He's going to be back to the way he was, isn't he?
He's incredible. He's an absolutely incredible player, and he never retired. He had a break. He kept fit. I mean, from the first, 5 seconds of the game when he broke play open and he turned, and I just said to Ben, he's on it. And when Michael Potts is on it like that, accompanied by James Vincent, yeah, and, you know, he was absolutely brilliant. And listen, when I can name a team and you've got that, then it's great. And listen, what listeners might not know is that Charlie Ennis was due to get a break today, and Donoghue was starting, but Donoghue pulled up in the warm-up, yeah, with a hamstring. What I've just said to the lads is that 100 minutes ago, this lad thought he was on the bench, but his attitude never wilted, and he's come on and, you know, played another 90 minutes at the, you know, ripe old age of 33, and he keeps going. And I just said that to the lads over the course of a season, we're going to have disappointments and setbacks, but you've always got to be ready to go, and you know, I think they all were ready to go tonight.
Just to say, we said it was a selection masterstroke from yourself. You made that last minute call, and Charlie Ennis opened the scoring. So,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
done to you.
Thank you.
Just to touch upon that midfield, Ennis, Vincent, Potts. We jokingly said, and it was just a bit of banter,
yeah,
that's the average age of the Legends team we took on a couple of years ago. But what they brought to the table tonight was...
And Griffiths will bring it down when he's back, yeah, in.
But what a sensational trio that was tonight.
Brilliant. You know, he says it all about James Vincent. He's a Rolls Royce. You know, the side foot pass onto the post in the first half where he nearly scored after that passage of play. Potsy was mesmeric. Ennis is a leader, and he's really stepped up. And, you know, the younger lads are learning from around them. And then we've got Griffiths to come into that quartet, yeah. And it's good, you know, it's a selection headache, but you know, when you're winning football games, it's an easier headache to have, and I'm just, you know, I'm happy to have that headache at the minute.
Now, Potts is a 10 out of 10 tonight. Regan-Lynn is a 9 out of 10, oh, I'm going to suggest. No, again, I'm not going to get you in trouble with the referee. But he's done well tonight, considering he's not allowed to use his arms or any form
of his body. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the referee,
don't Neil.
Linney's just come off that pitch, and I could go again. He's an animal. He looks like he's got another 90. He's quick, he's electric. Listen, he's learnt that position, you know, and we're doing a lot of work with him. We dropped Will Russ a little bit deeper today, and Will got a lot of joy, and, you know, the two of them combine really well. Linney's, you know, he's the best centre forward in the league. He's one of the best players in the league. And when you've got them players, then you're good. But, you know, I've got a special mention to the two fullbacks as well, two kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Degrucci, you know, his head didn't go when he gave a mistake away. He's going to make mistakes, I think.
Well, people have to remember he's a midfielder.
He's a midfielder as well. I think Finn is just so unassuming. He's so good, he's so strong, so powerful. You know, stick him alongside Halls or Jones or Palinkas. You know, looking next, we've got Blavacombe or Stanway. We've got a squad, you know, and we're a good game for anyone now. All we've got to do, Ben, is try and keep our consistency levels high.
We've not mentioned the goalkeeper. Well, I haven't. Sammy Blimey. And we've not even mentioned the guy who's got a hat-trick.
No. And listen, I'm chuffed for him because he's had a bit of a tough time. I made a decision to send Joe Rodwell Grant back, and I think that might have took a little bit of pressure off Will. You know,
Is that the thing? Did you have two?
Yeah, probably
because they were similar, weren't they?
Too many headaches, and yeah. You know, Will, we dropped him a little bit deeper today to run on from deep, and his timing of his runs, his overall performance was excellent. You know, we're in constant talks with Fleetwood, you know, how we can better him in developing, and he's at the right place to do that. So, you know, he's got the match ball tonight, but I certainly did, honestly, the old cliche I had, every one of them were man of the match tonight. I just thought they were excellent.
Now, just touching upon that, you could give as much away as you want here, Neil, your confidential stuff, some of the stuff we're about to talk about, but Stanway, sensational. De Grouchy, you've already said, is confirmed to the end of the season. Armstrong, hopefully till January. You've got to keep the squad up, haven't you, if we can?
Yeah, Stanway, we want till the end of the season. We think we'll do that. Like I said, De Grouchy's here. We're hoping that we know Finn will be here till January now, which will be great. We want Will Russ here. You know, we want competition for places, and we're always on the lookout for better as well. You know, we're speaking to a player, you know, next week, and if we feel that he can add to the squad, we will do. But I'm looking round, you know, and a Griffiths isn't getting in that squad, and a Lavacom, you know, is not getting in that squad. I'm happy, but I'm never content. I'm always looking for better. But there's a real good gel in there at the minute, and, you know, we're just happy to be winning games of football.
Another glass half full moment from me. We were just talking about the fact that next Tuesday's the last Tuesday game in ages, and it's Saturday after that, and, you know, we might even throw in some County Cup games into that as well. That's a bonus, isn't it?
A massive bonus. To come through this period, you know, towards the top end of the league, it's great. You know, it's such a challenging time for every single team, every single squad, every single manager. You come back in from pre-season and it just hits you. Saturday, Tuesday, and you get injury suspensions, and you can't get that fluidity, you can't get on the training ground, you get an hour or two with them, that's not enough. You know, I can't wait to get Tuesday and Thursdays back, because that's where we do the bulk of our work. And but if we can come through this period of a heavy fixture load and we're doing okay, then I'll take that.
So, just go back to our interview at the start of this, we're beating South, I can add a team to it now, we're beating South Shields, beating Warrington, beating Matlock, now beat Morpeth, Mass United's next.
Yeah, be a tough game.
Yeah.
Be a really tough game. I don't know if they've played tonight or not.
They have, they've won 3-2.
They've won 3-2. Yeah. So, listen, it's going to be a tough game. I've said every game's a tough game, you know, and there's no easy games. And you can see that today. They're a really good side, you know, Morpeth, and I'm sure they'll do really well this season. You know, we're on a bit of a good run at the minute in the league. So we've just got to keep that going. But, like I said, take nothing for granted. Football can change. Football management can change. You know, one minute you're on top of the world. Next minute you're looking for your job, next job. You know, you never know with football. So we're just enjoying being where we are at the minute. And the lads are enjoying it. But they won't take it for granted. They were hurting after Saturday. You know, we were all hurting after Saturday. But, you know, the bounce-back ability in there, the great squad, and the bounce-back tonight, and got another 3 points in the league.
You're currently a top-of-the-table manager. That means you're there to be shot at.
United top of the league.
Yeah, I mean, somebody said it. Yeah, I mean, I probably knew that. But, you know, there to be shot at, I'd rather say that you're propping them up and people can chase you. You're there to be shot at when you're not winning games. I was there to be, you know, machine-gunned after the Hyde game. So, you know, it's nice to be at the top of the league. And, you know, we'll take that, even if only for one night.
Doing the South Shields highlights on FCN TV, and we put your post-match interview up, I was expecting a beaming face, dead giddy and excited after what he's just seen. But he kept it really low.
Yeah.
You're doing the same tonight. And that's probably the right thing to do, because, as we've said, this is a close league. You know, there's not much separating everyone. Mass United away, we go back to the last time we played there. It's a narrow pitch. It's a bumpy pitch. It is going to be a tough game, isn't it?
I'd be getting giddy if I was 40 games in, but we're not. You know, there's a long way to go. And Mass was a turning point in our season, because we lost Potts through a calf injury. That was a massive turning point in our season. And he was playing the best footballers, you know, I've seen him play. You know, so he's going into that, you know, playing just as good. But we'll have to see. You know, we'll analyse the video footage. We'll get in training Thursday night. We're going to enjoy tonight. You know, it's nothing better feeling than going to bed with a win and waking up in the morning. So, you know, there's been, what you don't know, has been a tremendous amount of work at this football club today, where Francis Fielding, our commercial manager, has held a commercial event where over 60 businesses have attended. The work that she's put in, Natalie Atkinson, you know, Rachel behind the scenes, he's been astronomical. So to win tonight, to cap off a really successful day, you know, with all the sponsors here tonight as well, it's really good, and hopefully the people we've seen today will come back again.
Well, just a reminder of the pre-match interview, I was a little joke at you, saying, oh, you've done a presentation in there, doing it on the pitch is more important. Well, sponsors will have had a ball tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure they would, and hopefully, you know, they could see what we're trying to achieve at FC United, and, you know, it's a really community football club, and, you know, we want to continue to build that. So, you know, I hope everyone's had a good time tonight. Hard work starts here for me now to get ready for Mask on Saturday, and we'll see everyone there.
And slap my hand, I should have said potential sponsors. thank you so much, Neil, for joining
us. No problem.
Congratulations this evening.
Thank you.